Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Tim McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about how do you set the rent for your investment property. Now, one of the things a lot of you guys ask us about is how do you make sure you're charging the right amount of rent? Now, that means that you're not charging too much for your tenants, being above the market, but similarly, that you're not charging too little and being under the market as well. You know, and you might even have a property manager, but you might be thinking, oh, how do I check their work to make sure that I'm charging the right amount of rent for my house? Now, in our book, Wealth Plan, we talk about the right rent system, which is the 20-minute process you can go through to get a really good sense of whether you are charging the right amount of rent for your property. So we are going to do a live example of how you use the right rent system in today's episode. But Andrew, why is it important to set the rent at the right level?
You've got to remember property investment is a business. Now, you can't usually as a landlord just set the rent based on the cost. You have to actually look at what everyone else is doing in the area, what other properties are renting for that are similar to what you're about to rent out. It'd be really nice if you could say, okay, well, my mortgage and my rates and my insurance are this much, so therefore that's what I'm going to charge in rent. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I wish that was the case at the moment.
But what's actually more realistic is if there's a townhouse or a house down the road that's similar, renting for $800 a week, then that's probably what your rent should be. Now, if you go too ambitious to say, well, my mortgage is really, really high, so I'm going to try and get $1,000 a week so I can recoup some of that cost, well, you might end up with no tenant altogether, or you might end up with just a really average tenant who's been rejected by everyone else because they've got bad credit and they've been negligent with paying their rent in the past, or they've done damage to the home in the past and now you get lumped with them.
Did that actually happen to you?
A couple of times.
Where I think it was the one out of Ngāti Ora that you recently sold. I think the first tenants, you set the rent so high because you were self-managing it that you ended up having to accept people that had been rejected by everyone else.
I don't think I did the most thorough of checks on them in the first place. And one of the other things that people don't realise is even if you get a tenant to agree, they're a good tenant, they agree to pay a higher rent, then they realise, hang on a minute, I'm being overcharged here. They can take you to the tenancy tribunal and get it lowered to market rent, even if they agreed to pay in the first place.
So that's where the right rent system comes in. So let's do this live, Andrew. So we've found a property and we're going to Tauranga today. We're looking at a property that is currently actually available for sale. It's on Dunkel Drive in Papamoa in Tauranga, and it's currently up for auction. Now, let's say that you are thinking about purchasing this property. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, you know, pretty standard looking house. And you're thinking, okay, I want to buy this as an investment, but just before I flick it off to a property manager to get a rental appraisal, I just want to get a quick sense of what this property could potentially rent for. So how do I figure that out? How would you do that, Andrew? What would we do in the right rent system?
So let's jump onto TradeMe first of all, and let's search for properties that are similar in a similar location. So 3-bedroom houses in Papamoa.
There are 26 current ones on TradeMe that have 3 bedrooms. So we're looking at some here. How do we start this?
Okay, the first one, let's scroll through some of the pictures and see what condition it's in comparatively. It looks like it might be in a little bit of an older condition, but a larger backyard. So this is one of the ones where maybe it's a more traditional older house on a bigger section.
Yeah, so it is quite substantially older. So these guys are looking for $680 a week. And what I'd do, and I'm going to literally just do this. Usually I'd use a spreadsheet, but I'm going to use pen and paper because I know I'm an old school property investor now. So this is 22 The Gardens Drive. And I'd say, okay, well, that's $680 a week. And would this property be comparable, slightly superior or slightly inferior to the property we are interested in?
It looks like it's a bit more worn out, so we'll call that inferior.
Yeah, I'd definitely say inferior. And so what does that mean when we call it inferior?
That rent's probably on the lower side if we're comparing it to what we're going to try and charge rent.
Yep, so let's say that this property, 22 The Gardens Drive, is on TradeMe at the same time as this property that I'm looking at purchasing. Well, if I was a tenant and the rent was the same, you'd probably go for this property that we're looking at purchasing. And so therefore, you'd expect to get a higher rent than $680 in this case. Okay, let's keep looking through TradeMe listings and see if we can find something a bit nicer.
Go to 79 Union Drive. That looks like it's a bit more comparable.
Okay, so What are you seeing here? Just describe it for everybody.
This one looks like it's brand new, by the looks of it. It's a 3-bedroom house as well. I think this one has just been completed by the looks of it.
And they're charging $725 a week for that property. So what do you think? Is that comparable? Is it?
I think that would be considered superior.
No, I think you're off your head. I think it's incredibly comparable.
You reckon? The other ones had a bit more wear and tear.
Where? Where's the wear and tear?
Yeah, there. I can see some wear and tear in the car. Okay, no. All right, let's put that as the same then.
I think that'd be comparable. Okay, so that's fine. $725. I think that'd be pretty comparable.
One of the things that stands out to me is this person's obviously selling the property. It hasn't been staged. They're not looking for tenants anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But as I'm flicking through that, I'm thinking, oh, it looks a bit more messy than the one that's brand new. And they've obviously taken the opportunity to get a whole bunch of photos with it in that new state. I think that's a really good idea if you're going to have a rental property. Get some really nice professional photos at the start, although they don't look very professional, the photos.
Let's come to this next property as we're just scrolling through TradeMe. So now we're looking at a property on Taronia Court, again in Papamoa in Tauranga. This one is being rented out for $750 a week. How would you describe this property compared to...
Oh, that's quite cute. I like... Oh, wow. Go back to that. Okay, so this one's got some really nice landscaping. It's been really nice fish. It's got a pool. Wow, that's quite good for $750 a week. This is definitely a superior property.
Yeah, and so we would expect, if I'm thinking about this one, that we're thinking of purchasing 16 Dunkel Drive in Papamoa, that is in a worse state. It's not as nice as the one that is currently available for rent on Taronia Court, and therefore it should rent for less money if we were to go to the market.
Only another $25 a week rent for that one. I'd be renting that one all day long compared to the last one we looked at.
Yeah, the other thing to look at,
where it is.
You and I don't know Papamoa too well.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a huge area. Yeah, Golden Sands School. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Okay, so you'd look at it in a little bit more detail as well. And let's just look at one more to get a sense of, you know, how good this property is. Here is another one, $750 a week, and
terrible photographs.
It's amazing. This is.
What is that supposed to be? It's got a picture. Oh no, okay, right.
Well, if you click on photos on TradeMe, Andrew, they become bigger.
Yeah, okay. Ed's feeling sick at the moment, so he's a little bit titchy.
I'm not titchy.
Oh, I just want to sound titchy.
I just want it to be good quality content for the listeners of the show.
Well, luckily all of our listeners now know how to click on a photo on TradeMe.
I can't believe that a property manager has put up these terrible photos.
It's horrendous, eh?
But would you say this property is comparable? Better?
Comparable.
So this would be called comparable to the property. We're looking at, that's on Piazza Street. Okay, so we've looked at...
Carla Thrump needs to get some better photos, though, if she wants to get $750 a week and she's competing with the one with really nice landscape and professional photos in a pool.
Okay, Andrew, poor Carla. Pray for Carla. So if we think about the property that we're looking at, you guys are doing this, and we've done this in like 8 minutes, right? We've got 4 different properties on TradeMe, and we know that $680 a week is too little. Because there is an inferior property that is currently listed for $680 a week. So if I was looking at buying Dunkel Drive, this property we're thinking about purchasing, I would say the rent would be higher than $680 a week. At the upper end, $750 seems to be about as high as you could go. There is a superior property that is currently listed for $750 a week, but there's something that's actually pretty comparable being listed for $750 and another one around that $725 mark. So if you were doing this exercise, Andrew, how much would you guesstimate that that property that you're thinking about purchasing would go for, would rent for?
I'd probably go somewhere between that $725 and $735 mark. I think that you'd want to be slightly under the more superior property because you don't want that property to sit on the market. Because one of the challenges is, say that nicer property gets rented, if that TradeMe ad stays up for a while, people might see that and think, oh, that looks a bit expensive compared to it. They don't have to take that ad down straight away. So I think that you want to be price competitive because if you lose a few weeks rent because your property is not the most attractive one there based on the price, then that's a disadvantage. And so I just think you want to be competitive, but you also want to be getting as much rent as possible.
And it's really interesting. I remember when we first introduced the Right Rent system on this show, Kathy Faulkner, who we always talk about Kathy. She's one of our financial advisors.
She's getting a lot of all her clients coming in at the moment.
But what I want to get at is when we first talked about this, she was actually one of our financial advisors. She was listening to the show, and I remember her telling me a story that she looked at two of her properties, and I think across the two of them, she realized, wow, I am actually under renting my properties. And what we're talking about here is really simple. Going on to Trade Me, seeing a range of properties, rating them, and deciding where your property sits. A lot of property investors don't do this. Some of you guys will. Some of you guys will be like, oh, this is very standard. I do this all the time. But a lot of property investors probably haven't gone on to Trade Me in the last 6 months, had a look at what's around and said, you know what? I think I'm a bit below the market rent at the moment. I think there is a possibility of potentially increasing my rent. Now, when you're doing this, the most important thing to do is to be really honest with yourself about how your property stacks up compared to these other properties. So what I wouldn't do is go on here and scroll through and find the nicest properties and say, yeah, my property's exactly like that one, because it might not be. So in our book, Wealth Plan, I think I actually go through an example where I'm like, oh yeah, there are lots of properties out there that are actually better than some of the properties I own. And so therefore I need to charge a lower rent. Comparatively, sometimes there are a lot of properties out there that are worse quality than some of the properties I own. And so therefore I get to charge a higher amount of rent. Be really honest with yourself when you're doing this comparison and actually write out whether these properties you're looking at are inferior, comparable, or superior to your property. And then you will decide pretty quickly how your property sits in. Now, Andrew, what are the dangers of over or under renting your property?
Well, if you go too high, your tenants are going to turn over more quickly. You're going to end up with more vacancy, and that results in less consistent cash flow. If you under rent the property, though, that's going to impact your cash flow. And recently, we've been calling it cash flow keep up. You need to be always looking at your rent to make sure that you're in line with the market so that as you can improve your cash flow, so you are improving your cash flow each year rather than deferring raising that rent, because the property ends up falling further and further behind, and then you have to make this significant increase one time, and that can really affect tenants more drastically than making slow and steady increases.
Yeah, it was really interesting. When we first started naming things like the mortgage buster strategy, which is the strategy of using your revolving credit to pay off your mortgage more quickly, people really loved that. So we've been giving names to other strategies as well. So that idea of increasing your rent and keeping it at the market level, that's what we're now calling the cash flow keep up, because you're keeping your rent up to continually improve your cash flow. And it's really important that you do that, because when you buy a property, if you're creating a cash flow forecast, that forecast will be based on you increasing your rent by an amount each year. Now, it's not always going to be that specific amount that you put into your spreadsheet, but to get the outcomes that you originally forecast, you do need to use the cash flow keep up strategy where you are continually increasing that rent. Now, one of the questions you might be thinking as well is, well, how does this work with a property manager? And of course, their service, the property manager is there to help you increase and maximize your rental income. But some property managers, and I do want to get your opinion on this, Andrew, some property managers probably have the wrong mindset around this. What would you describe as the wrong mindset that a property manager has here?
I think the path of least resistance. So often a property manager, they're going to think, oh, well, we don't want to have to go and re-let that property. And so you might end up having a couple of weeks vacancy. And so they encourage people to just stay on the current rent because the tenants have been good tenants. I think you need to be constantly making sure that you are getting market rent because this is a business.
Yeah, and sometimes I think property managers think that the tenant is the customer rather than the property investor. So a property manager certainly has to work with a tenant because the tenant is your customer as a property investor. But the property manager is really there to provide a service for the tenant, and the client at the end of the day is the property investor. I think bad property managers forget that. There are a lot of good property managers out there. A lot of them listen to the show. And the ones that are really good are the ones who have the mindset that the property investor is my customer. My job is to maximize the amount of rent that I can get while still maintaining a good quality tenant. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Property Academy podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you have got something you'd like us to talk about on the show, send me an email. My email is ed@opuspartners.co.nz. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Tim Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.